Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. Classic biology this time. It's about taxonomy, which in biology is the systematic classification of plants and animals into categories. It whittles down all the organisms into large groups called orders, then smaller subgroups within the orders called families. Within families are subgroups with a common genus, and within that, the various species. Scientific naming in biology uses a two-part name. The first part is the genus of the organism, and the second is the species, which is used to name all of the organisms in the group that can interbreed. For example, the cat family called Felinae, that's where feline comes from. Some of the cats are grouped as Panthera, and the individual species include Leo the lion, Anka the jaguar, and Tigris, tigers of course, and others. The scientific name for a jaguar is Panthera Anka. I've decided that some of the names that are being given out to newly discovered organisms are getting a little bit out of line. Here's an article I found on IEEE Global Spec Engineering 360. Decide for yourself. What's in a Name for New Spider Species by Sue Himmelstein on October 4, 2017. Scientists who discover a new species are entitled to name it, and not necessarily in accord with the taxonomic code developed by Carl Linnaeus. Cases in point? Bah humbugi, a snail from Fiji, and here's Tuya, a parasitic moth found in Mexico. A University of Vermont undergraduate research project now gives us 15 new spider species, including Spintheris bernisandersi, and Spinthera Barack Obamai, and Spinthera Leonardo DiCaprioi. Says spider expert and professor of biology Inge Argnesen, in naming these spiders, the students and I wanted to honor people who stood up for both human rights and warned about climate change, leaders and artists who promoted sensible approaches for a better world. These smiley face spiders, named for the smiley face pattern on their abdomens, were previously treated as one widespread species inhabiting North America down to northern Brazil. The researchers discovered and described many endemic smiley face spider species throughout the Caribbean region and the southern United States. All of a sudden, we have a 15-fold increase in diversity in this particular group just because we did a detailed study, says Argnesen. That tells us something about biodiversity in general. The more we look, the more we discover. Conservation biology, the team notes, fundamentally depends on good taxonomy, since preserving one widespread species is radically different than protecting a precise habitat of a genetically isolated local species. And while not a spider from Mars, there's one new spider named S. David Bowie-I. And on a closer note, I just read an article in the UMD alumni notes talking about a 1971 UMD graduate named Trick Runyons, who is now an archaeologist and had two fossils named after him. The first is an 80-million-year-old crab named Zygastrocarcinus Trick-I, and the other is a 275-million-year-old horseshoe crab named Vaderlimius Trick-I. I'm told that the Vader part comes from Star Wars because its shell shape resembles Vader's helmet. So maybe my point here is that there's still a goodly number of newly discovered organisms on this planet every year. When Dr. Linnaeus began to meticulously characterize plants and animals back in the 1700s, I doubt that he knew his system would still be around more than 400 years later. I'll end this bit of science by making a personal plea to any of you that end up discovering a new species of organism. Please do me a favor and don't name it after some current celebrity. In my opinion, science can do without naming new tree species such as Pinus opraei or Populus patsajacki. Well, thanks for listening and goodbye for now.